Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Justin Benavides joins us from Texas AgriLife as we talk about the 75% plan in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
We're talking today with Justin Benavides from Texas AgriLife. He's based in Amarillo. And Justin, we want to talk today about your recent analysis on the first three quarters of the 75% plan for the cattle industry, a voluntary effort to try to increase price discovery and negotiated cash trade. Obviously, top of mind right now, the latest third quarter numbers. Maybe tell us about those first of all.
Sure thing. So this third quarter has us sitting in a pretty good spot in terms of negotiated trade volumes per the 75% plan. You know, we needed to, for instance, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, needed to trade 9,750 head on a weekly basis negotiated in order to meet the parameters of the 75% plan. And we only didn't make that threshold 1 week, and we only missed the cutoff by about 100 head. Overall, negotiated trade is up quite a bit, with the bulk of that being in negotiated grid, with negotiated cash staying about where it's been, with fluctuations depending on the week.
For those third quarter numbers, how do they compare to the first two quarters?
We performed very well in terms of the number of weeks in which we met our threshold. So first quarter, we didn't meet the necessary threshold. We missed in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico alone, we missed 4 weeks of that threshold. In Kansas, they missed 6 weeks, and Nebraska missed two. So we tripped a minor trigger in that quarter. The second quarter, we improved in terms of getting to the right volume. Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico only missed 3 weeks, and then we only missed 1 week in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico on the third quarter. That is actually a little bit contrary to what history would tell us. For the Southern Plains, the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico region, that second quarter would be the least at risk for failing the necessary levels. And then the third quarter would be up there pretty close to tied with probability of failing with the first quarter. So we've improved in a quarter that was actually a pretty high-risk quarter compared to what my forecast would have told me.
So these latest numbers seem to suggest the feedlot industry very committed in the Southern Plains to get more negotiated trade.
With the industry deciding as a whole that this was a way to push for more transparency, and I think the ultimate goal was probably higher prices, the feeding industry has made a real push to meet the parameters set by that NCBA group.
Justin, earlier you mentioned about the different types of cash trade that is made up, especially here in the Southern Plains. Tell us about the differences there.
Sure. So, I think what we'll isolate on is the difference in a negotiated grid versus a grid. So usually it depends. The discrepancy is when you know what you're getting or when you're actually setting the base price, right? So a grid, you have a base price with adjustments for quality or whatever you agree upon on that grid. In a negotiated grid, that delivery price is usually known at the time of the agreement, whereas on just a plain grid, which is very similar in a lot of ways to a formula, you'll probably agree on that price well in advance, and you may not know the base price until a month or two or even longer down the road when the cattle are delivered. So then that gives us back, you know, to negotiated cash versus negotiated grid. That negotiated cash value probably won't have adjustments after the fact for quality or for maybe carcass yield. Negotiated cash is we've established that price with the skin on, you know, on the hoof, and we're going to pay you based on the on-the-hoof characteristics, whereas that negotiated grid, you'll probably get whatever those premiums are, or you'll get the agreed-upon premium rates after the animal has been processed and harvested and graded.
Justin Benavides on the 75% plan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.